Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, as we welcome Kim to the show. Hello, Kim.
Hi, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
We are putting Nolan to the test.
Nolan. Okay, and Nolan is?
Oh, he's my boyfriend.
Okay, gotcha. Why are we putting Nolan to the test?
Okay, we've been in this kind of pattern lately where we fight about something stupid and then we don't see each other for a few days, you know, and then one of us apologizes, then we see each other and everything's fine for about a week and then it just starts all over again.
Okay, so little mini soap operas every week then.
Yeah, well, not every week, maybe every other week, but every time. It's always over something completely stupid.
Okay, let me ask you something. Do you think maybe he's starting these arguments on purpose, or?
No, actually, so the reason I emailed you guys is because last Friday, I had called him up to apologize for our latest little fight, and as I was talking to him, he was, like, very quick to forgive me, like, you know, like almost too quick. And it was almost like he was just going, yeah, no, it's no big deal. And just to get off the phone with me.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he was. Like, was there a big game on while you called him or something?
I don't think so. Oh, and so here's the other thing. I told him, oh, well, why don't you let me come over there and show you my new underwear? And then I told him I would come over with my winter coat on and nothing underneath. And he goes, not tonight. It's kind of late. And, like, keep in mind, this was also on a Friday.
So you offered him a Nike fashion show and he said, thanks, but I'll pass?
Basically, yes.
Okay, something is wrong. Something is very wrong here. All right, let's put him to the test with War of the Roses. We're going to call him up, offer him the chance to send some free roses to anyone he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes, I do.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Nolan, please.
Hey, yeah, this is Nolan.
Good morning, Nolan. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling you today was to let you know that we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw the names of random Visa users, and we reward those people with, like, little prizes, basically a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh, wow. Gotta be kidding me. That's awesome.
No, you actually won, so congrats.
Wow, that's crazy. So, like, what did I win?
So this month, the prize is flowers. So you won a beautiful bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And the reason I was calling you is because we've discovered that a lot of the guy winners, they don't really want the flowers, but instead they want us to send them to their wife or girlfriend. I mean, which we're more than happy to do that. So is that something that you would like us to do with your flowers, or would you rather us send them directly to you instead?
Well, I guess it's really not going to matter. They're going to go to my girlfriend either way. So whatever's easiest for you guys, I guess.
It's up to you. It's your choice.
All right. Well, you could send them to me, I guess. That'll just be easiest. And then I'll just, like, surprise her next time she comes over.
Okay. There's another thing. If you want, we can put a nice card in with the flowers, and we can have it filled out for you. So when she comes over, they'll include a nice message if you want.
Cool. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so let me fill out this message here real quick. And what name should I put in the card?
That would be Kim, K-I-M.
Kim, okay. And what message would you like us to put on the card?
I guess just put down, this cliche, roses are red, violets are blue. I won these three flowers, but I gave them to you. Love, Nolan.
Aww.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's not exactly Hallmark stuff there, but hey, Nolan?
Yeah?
So we have a bit of a confession here. We're not actually calling from Visa Rewards. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show, and right now you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend asked us to put you to this test to see who you would send flowers to, and she's been listening this whole time. So good choice, my friend.
Are you serious?
Kim, did you want to say hi to Nolan?
Hey, babe.
Hey, wait, what? You honestly didn't think I was going to give you flowers? What did you think? I was going to, like, keep them for myself? Like,
I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, Nolan, the reason Kim was upset was because last Friday she tried to apologize to you in a very special way, she said, and you were kind of dismissive of her, almost like you were a little too quick to get her off the phone. So, and you turned down a Nike fashion show?
Okay. Man, I really wish I didn't have to explain this now, but I feel like I'm in back into a corner. So, the reason that I had to was I was just, like, having some huge stomach issues that night. And, you know, I was on and off the toilet a lot, and I was just not ready for her to come over at any condition.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you just say that?
Because it's embarrassing. I don't want to tell my girlfriend, no, please don't come over. I have the poops.
The poops. Well, no, I could certainly understand that. So listen, Nolan, because you chose right and you did pick your girlfriend, we really are going to send Kim a dozen roses from us. And Kim, I hope you feel better now.
I do. Thank you so much.
And Nolan, we hope you feel better too.
Yeah, I think it was just something I ate. I feel fine.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.